Well, in our gospel, Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And what's striking is that salt and light usually do their work quietly, right? Salt, what's the purpose? It disappears. It's supposed to just kind of disappear into the food, right? And light doesn't draw attention to itself, right? Rather, it just makes it possible to see. And before Jesus ever preached those words, before he ever stood on a hillside and taught the crowds, before he ever worked any great sign, at least recorded in Scripture, before he ever preached the words he did, he lived them. He lived them. 30 quiet, hidden years in Nazareth, in a family. And in this month of February, dedicated to the Holy Family, it's important for us to remember, if God wanted to save the world, he could have just plopped his son down in Jerusalem at the age of 30 and said, all right, now listen to him. But he didn't. Instead, God chose a home, a family, a backwater village, Nazareth. And just behind, in Nazareth, just behind the Church of the Annunciation, of course, the place at which the Word was made flesh in the womb of Mary, just a few minutes' walk away from the Church of the Annunciation is the Church of St. Joseph, sometimes also known as the Church of the Nutrition. And underneath it, there's a cave, and that's where it's believed the Holy Family lived for 30 hidden years, silent years. There's an inscription there in that church that reads, hic erat subditus Elis. It's been a while. I should have had Deacon Ryan. He's still fresh in the Latin. But that inscription of Latin, which means here he was subject to them. Here he was subject to them. Who? Jesus. To whom? Mary and Joseph. Right? This is where the light of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ, learned to live quietly, where the salt of the earth disappeared into ordinary family life. And we might think, you know, 30 years, right? Isn't that a waste? Right? No one knows who he is. Nothing spectacular is happening. But if Jesus truly took on our humanity and lived in a family, a human family like ours, then that means family life matters. Family life matters. He learned, he grew, he was formed. The Catechism tells us the hidden life at Nazareth allows everyone to enter into fellowship with Jesus by the most ordinary events of daily life. Nazareth is the school of the gospel. Nazareth is the school of the gospel. And as the Catechism notes, there are three lessons the Holy Family teaches us. They're almost like the gifts that the Holy Family is giving to every one of us, every family today. And the first lesson the Holy Family teaches us is that of silence. Of silence. Nazareth teaches us the lesson of silence, not constant noise. And noise doesn't mean necessarily external stuff, right? The audible noise, right? It's all the busyness, always having to just be going about doing things. So silence is not constant noise, it's not constant activity, it's space for God, space for one another. That's the first lesson, silence. The second is family life. As Pope St. Paul VI commented when he was visiting Nazareth, may Nazareth teach us what family life is. It's communion of love, it's austere and simple beauty, and it's sacred and inviolable character. A mother, a father, a child, a family. Like ordinary love lived faithfully, right? Whenever this is done, this is holy ground. Just like the home of the Holy Family. So that's the second lesson, is family life. The third lesson the Holy Family teaches us is that of work. Lesson on work. Now, Jesus learned to work with his hands, right? From Joseph, the carpenter. Now, before even the fall, right, with Adam and Eve, man was toiling, was laboring. It was good. Work was good. It was dignifying. The Holy Family worked together, right? Giving us an example of the dignity of work. Joseph laboring as a carpenter. Their work mattered. You know, your work matters. It has dignity because God chose to live it. So I just want to suggest for all of us one concrete thing we can do this week, especially our families. Just one concrete thing, and that's to just choose 10 minutes, maybe more. But 10 minutes in this week, and during those 10 minutes, turn things off. Turn things off. Turn off music, put the phones away, turn off the TV. Right? It may feel uncomfortable at first. That's normal. Silence usually does that. But why does this matter? Right? Silence isn't just passivity. It's not just kind of sitting around with like nothingness. Like silence is rather an active way of listening. It's the heart saying to God, I'm open. I want to hear your voice. I want to know where you're leading me, my family. You know, in a world full of so much noise, we can look to the Holy Family, Saint Joseph, especially who teaches us the importance of that interior silence. He doesn't speak a word in Scripture, Saint Joseph, but he listens, he acts, he obeys. And Scripture reminds us again and again that silence is the language God speaks. Silence is the language God speaks. Elijah hears God, not in the wind or the fire, but where? In the still, small voice. The angel Gabriel comes to Mary, presumably when she's in prayer, in silence. How often we read in the Gospels, Jesus himself regularly withdraws to be alone in silence with his Father. You know, last week our readings, we heard about humility. And silence helps families practice that, to turn away from that self-absorption and back toward God. It creates space for the Lord to work together, not just individually. That for mothers and fathers especially, this may mean carving out a few quiet minutes with the Lord each day, you know, early in the morning, during a child's nap, or late at night when the house finally settles, right? It will take effort. It will feel like a sacrifice, but you will never regret the time you give to God. I recently heard that the average young person looks at their phone at least 100 times a day. I think it's probably more. And we adults are no better. Right? I think this tells us something about how much noise we live with. That silence doesn't just remove distractions. It reveals what's going on in the soul. When we step away from the noise, we make room for the Lord to meet us at a deeper level. That's how Nazareth formed Jesus. And that's how God still forms families today. We've seen this same quiet holiness even in our own time. Just recently in 2023, the church beatified the Uma family from Poland. Maybe some of you recall this beautiful moment, this family who was beatified, Yusef and Victoria, and their, I think, six children, I think seven, including one unborn child. They were all beatified. They weren't famous. They didn't have influence or power. They lived an ordinary family life. They worked the land. They prayed together and quietly chose fidelity to Christ. And what's striking, again, is not just that they were beatified, but that the whole family was, including small children. It's just a powerful reminder, that, brothers and sisters, that sanctity is not reserved for the extraordinary or the public, for that matter. God forms saints in homes, often hidden, often unnoticed, when families make room for him. So in that sense, the Oma family looks a lot like Nazareth, quiet, faithful, ordinary, and filled with God's presence. Nazareth reminds us that God does his deepest work quietly. Jesus wasn't formed by great fanfare or attention, but by obedience, by prayer, by work, and love, lived day after day in a family. The Uma family of Poland reminds us of the same, that this path hasn't disappeared. You know, those 30 years of hidden life for Jesus, they weren't a delay to his mission. It wasn't a waste. Those years were the preparation for his mission. And that means something important for us. What happens in the home, often unnoticed, often imperfect, matters more than we might think. You know, the world may not notice what happens in our homes, It may not be perfect. The world may not pay attention, but God does. When families make room for silence, when they pray together, when parents pray, even just a little, especially so their children can see them praying, when ordinary work and ordinary love are offered faithfully, God is at work forming disciples, often without anyone noticing. That's the way God chose for his own son, and it's still the way he chooses today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.